Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Today we're here with RK Hiramani. RK, how are you doing today?
Good.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at Intel.
I'm a product marketing engineer at Intel, and I'm solely responsible for product marketing of Intel virtualization technologies.
Can you just give us a brief primer on virtualization and what it represents to users?
Virtualization has been there for a long time. It's been more than four decades as a technology. But recently, people are taking advantage of it in mainstream computing. And some of the key things that has driven that is availability of the software in the mainstream segment, hardware availability tailored for virtualization capabilities, and the need for such technologies based on the usage model that virtualization is driving today. So if you take server consolidation, for example, you see that there is a huge amount of server sprawl today in the data centers, which soaks a lot of power and requires a lot of cooling, which again costs a lot. And the data centers are today capped and they cannot grow beyond certain capacity either because of the physical limits of the data center or the power and cooling requirements of the data center. Now, virtualization brings a new dynamic to the entire scenario wherein which you are able to consolidate a lot of these underutilized servers into a single power-efficient server. And this leads to unlocking of the IT constraints which they previously had, being able to provide more services or more application deployments. The customers are recognizing it and utilizing it, and that's why it's a hot topic today.
I usually think of virtualization as a software technology. Can you speak a little bit about why hardware is involved in this technology?
So software-only virtualization has certain challenges with respect to ensuring that the system is fully secure and the solution is fully secure and so forth. And therefore, technologies such as Intel VT or Intel virtualization technology was essentially architected with security in mind. From an Intel perspective, it is also about how do we ensure that we have a robust platform that actually caters to all the usage models and innovations that are being brought into virtualization, and how do we drive those innovations further so that the customers get the most efficient use of virtualization. And hence, we included VTX within our processors, which has capabilities such as Intel VT Flex Migration, which is a hardware assist when taken advantage by the VMM vendors, can allow you to move workloads across different generation of Xeons so that you can have different generations of Xeon processors going from core microarchitecture and beyond in a common pool. And Intel VT Flex Priority, which accelerates the interrupt virtualization and therefore provides better performance. So there is performance acceleration due to this capability. These hardware assists provide you greater performance, greater levels of performance, reducing the overheads of the software. So our overall goal with the hardware assist that we put into the hardware is to reduce the overhead of the VMM, increase the efficiency of the overall virtualization platform, and be able to deliver a complete solution that is fairly robust from a hardware point of view with all the RAS capabilities and so forth, and also is best suited for running virtualization when software takes advantage of all these capabilities.
Are there specific challenges in terms of IO virtualization in working with the broader industry?
We have been working with the ecosystem to make software available to each one of these technologies. VTD, for example, is enabled on Xen open source today. And VMDQ, for example, is available on ESX 3.5 Update 1 that was released at the end of previous quarter. So these technologies, as they come in the hardware, will be taken advantage of the software, but you can expect the software to kind of follow the hardware cycle and not lead it. And Intel, from an ecosystem enabling point of view, has been driving adoption of these technologies in the software.
It sounds like you're going to be a busy man for many years to come, RK. Thanks for joining us today on Chip Chat.
Thank you.